It is October 26, 2021, and my name is Dr. Wisteria. It is currently 2:45 p.m., and I am tasked with taking care of our newest specimen. They warned me it had an aggressive side, but looking at it right now, it seems mostly harmless. I mean, it's just kind of laying there, kind of sad. Hi there, little one. Hi. Will you look at me? I'm here to take care of you for the time being. My name is Dr. Wisteria. Do you have a name? All right. You really don't want to respond. Let me put my pen down. Look, I know this isn't what you want, but you went around attacking innocent people. That's why you were captured and brought here. We can't have people dying from some mysterious creature that they dub a monster. It'll cause an uproar and publicity, and then there would be a manhunt for you. They would try to hunt you down and kill you. I don't want you dead. I don't think you want you dead. For the time being, this is where you're safest. You're not even responding. Can you understand me at all? A silent treatment it is. I get it. Really, I do get it. You're mad. This isn't what you want. This isn't what you expected. This isn't what I want either. I don't think that this is the most fulfilling thing for you. Genuinely, I don't. And once I learn more about you, once we have some type of rapport, I'll be able to create the best artificial home for the time being. The ultimate goal is to release you back into the world, but you can't just attack anyone. Look, nothing like you has ever been seen before. That's why there was issues. Beyond just the killing, I mean. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But that's what ended you up in here. Will you at least look at me so I can see your face? What am I doing? I don't even know if it can speak, let alone understand English. So far, it's shown signs that it is no more intelligent than, I don't know, a wolf? Kind of like a modern-day beast of Jevedon. Maybe I should call you that for the time being. I don't really like the word, the creature, the monster, the specimen. Do you like that, my little beast? You really just aren't going to say anything? I would at least think that you would respond to a cute nickname. Wait. Maybe your kind doesn't have anything like that, and I just insulted you. Oh my god. I could have just made a huge mistake, and now you'll never trust me. Are you alone? Are you the last of your kind? Did you get lost on your way home? Were you just seeking companionship and got overwhelmed when people were scared of you? You don't seem like you would cause anyone harm, not from what I've seen. Maybe you just need a more hands-on approach. I wasn't going to do this so soon, but I think if any researcher here would be able to pull this off, I think I would be able to do it. To anyone listening to this recording, please do not try this. I have worked at this facility for almost a decade and have had an experience with lots of creatures, such as this guy. Based on how they're acting and their body language, I'm going to assume that they're sad. It has yet to show any real signs of aggression, as if as soon as it got put in this place, it resigned itself to this fate. I don't have any gut feeling of fear. I genuinely don't think this is a bad idea. And in this line of work, listening to your gut is how I survived this long. I'm one of the most respected researchers here. So what I'm gonna do is I'm going to enter the enclosure and see if our newest addition responds better, if there isn't some sort of barrier between us. I will be bringing the recorder in with me. Okay. You got this. Hey, just so you know, I'm going to be entering your containment space. Make a noise if you don't want me to, and I will respect your boundaries and not come in, and we can just move on. I'm coming in then. Hiya. I'm not here to hurt you. I just want to understand you a little better. Are you maybe willing to look at me now that there's no barrier between us? We're on the same level. You could hurt me in a few seconds flat, I'm sure. Just come on, look at me. I know you can do it. Wow. Aren't you stunning? I've never seen something quite like you before. Definitely humanoid in shape. I would also assume you're highly intellectual, even if you can't speak to me or in my language or understand what I'm saying. There's something definitely deeper going on in there. The way you're acting with the barrier and without the barrier is definitely different. Have you ever seen someone like me before? So you can understand what I'm saying. Thank you for the nod. Take your time when it comes to speaking. I sometimes go nonverbal when I'm stressed or panicky or even depressed. I get it. I know this isn't the best case scenario, but I'm here to make it as painless as possible. And you, wow. I can't get over you. I'll stick to yes or no questions for the time being. I will be confirming your answers with my recorder since you aren't up to talking yet. And that's okay. For right now, a simple shake of the head is good enough for me. So, have you understood everything I was saying beforehand? You did. So you can understand me now, correct? That's good to know. Are you from this planet? You are. Have we ever had contact with your kind before? No. Alright. Does that mean you're from the sea? Because I know that we haven't explored a lot of it. Ooh. You seem a little hesitant with that one. That's alright. We can come back to it. It's totally fine, I promise. Were you lost when the civilians discovered you? No. Can you disguise yourself? Is it anything, or just as a human because you look so similar? Wait, that isn't yes or no. Can you disguise yourself as anything? No. So, just as a human, then? Thank you for the clarification. Only humans. Does your kind have a name? It does. I look forward to hearing it. Do you have a name? I'm very excited to hear that, too. Oh, you're getting up. You can check me out if you want. I just want to be your friend and get you back to where you came from. Now that I know you're from Earth and you weren't really trying to do anything harmful, just kind of got scared by people, which I understand. I know that you're not going to harm anyone. I would release you right now if I was allowed, but it's kind of against my job protocols. Stupid, I know, but what can you do about them? The way you're circling me, looking me up and down, is a little nerve-wracking, I'm not gonna lie. I kind of feel like you're a predator, and you just kind of caught your prey. Why are you smiling after you smelled me? I'm intimidated by your size for sure, but I'm really not too afraid. I've been in much more dangerous places with much more dangerous creatures. You, my little beast, are friendly. Oh, did you like that nickname? Being called my little beast? I had a feeling you did. Is there a way I can get you to relax a bit more? Maybe earn some more trust? I just don't want you stressed out while I figure out where the best place is to release you. Why are you kissing my neck? I know I said I wanted to make you feel more comfortable. Is this the only way? For science, I'll help you, little beast. This isn't my first time making out at work. Though it is my first time with someone that we actually keep here. But you really don't seem like a specimen. Not to me. You're intelligent. So human-like. You can understand me and think for yourself. You shouldn't be locked up here. If it wasn't for that, then we wouldn't have met. Squeeze my tit again. Really didn't think this is how my day would be going, but who can plan for this kind of thing? This is what brought you to the surface. Were you looking for a mate? Oh, do that again. Oh. Have you found it in me? Mm. I'm so fucking wet right now. Bite my nipple again. Oh, yes. Mark me. Cover me in bruises that you've left behind. Don't forget, I'm the one who is in charge here. I'm allowing you to ravish my body and litter me in bruises, because it makes me wet knowing how eager you are for me. Yeah, keep moving your hands like that. Are you eager to get between my legs? Do you see how turned on I am by you? You didn't even need to talk to get me this riled up. All that you needed was your talented mouth and sexy body. But you have to take responsibility, my little beast. Look what you did to me. How are you going to fix this? Good. Good. That's exactly where you need to go first. Between my thighs. Keep your eyes on me. Good. Good. Yeah, that feels really nice. Does your species also... they also reproduce for fun? Well, I guess not reproduce, but they also have sex for fun. Considering you knew exactly where my clit was, I'm assuming our biology is fairly similar. And you also do sex for fun. Fuck. Oh god, I can't. Oh, your tongue feels so fucking good. It's a lot longer and bigger than I expected. Fuck. Not that it's bad at all. No, no. It feels really, 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 really good. But I need to make note of this on the recorder. So the tongue on the newest edition is soft and more flat like ours, but it's definitely a lot wider, and also it's really, really long. I suspect this tongue is also used for multiple things, including but not limited to hunting and sex. Considering it knew exactly where my clit was, I'm assuming that they, as a species, have sex for fun as well as reproduction. More research will be conducted, but they don't seem to mind. Especially since they get to show off for me and they get to taste me. The way they're looking at me right now, they seem to be very much enjoying my pussy. Oh, fuck. Fuck, so good for me, my little beast. You somehow just know what I like and don't like. Fuck. You should work fucking good at this already, and it's your first time with me, with a human. Are you guys just that much more sensitive to subtleties? I'll definitely have to look into that more. But there's plenty of time for us to explore this. Figure it out. All in the name of science, of course. I need to know everything I can about your species, and it seems mating's at the top of my list. And yours. Fuck. Oh, so fucking smooth with that amazing dog. Is this its only purpose to make you better at cunning linguists? When do you use it to gather in? Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. You're making it so hard to think. I didn't say you could pull your head up. I'll just grab the back of your head and put it right back there and... Good. I said you're making it hard to think. I never said I wanted you to stop. Oh, yeah. It feels so good. I'm really picking up the pace now. Are my noises getting to you? Is everything getting to you? I'll let you fuck me if you make me come once. Consider it your reward. I get two orgasms from everyone you get. Fuck. Oh, and thank you for the nod. Seems you enjoy this type of arrangement. That you enjoy giving. Are you the more submissive one in your species? I'm really fucking close already. Never been with anyone as talented or amazing as you. You're so unique. Never been with anything or anyone like you. Need to keep some professionalism though. Oh, I can't scream too loud. I really, really don't want my colleagues finding me like this. It would be hot. They'll see you as something to be afraid of, but not to me. To me, you're different. You're special. You're not like the others here. So fucking close. Come on, my little beast. Show me how talented you are. What you can really do with that tongue of yours. Make me come. I know you can do it. Are you ready for round two?